einen fetten Applaus, Mr. Rogers Waters.
We are here at the Brandenburg Gate today, armed with love and truth, to say no, nada mas. I know we're here to talk about the genocide in Gaza, but I see that you have Ukraine also on your agenda. I've been watching Ukraine since the Maidan coup in 2014. I'll say this. I've noticed Ukraine seems to be a deeply divided country. In Kiev and in the West, it appears to be more anti-Russian than in the East, where they speak Russian and are more pro-Russian. I've got a good idea. Stop the war immediately and hold new referenda in the following oblasts: Donetsk, Lugansk, Kherson, Zaporozhye, and any other disputed oblasts. It's not rocket science. Let the local people decide whether they want to stay part of the Ukraine ruled by the disciples of Stepan Bandera in Kiev, or become part of the Russian Federation. Leave it up to them. We're all here today to support our brothers and sisters in Palestine. The vast, vast majority of ordinary people all over the globe are demanding an end to the unspeakable crime that Israel is committing, not just in Gaza, but in the rest of occupied Palestine. The unspeakable crime is Zionism. And our leaders pretend to ignore it because it makes them uncomfortable. When they sneak a sidelong glance, like that, they are reminded of our own unspeakable colonial history. Colonists considering themselves superior to the indigenous people whose lands they steal always, always believe it is their manifest destiny to act as they please. They believe it is their God-given right. This is the problem. The raping and pillaging is basically just a sideshow, though. The fundamental object of all colonialism is always to steal the land, of course, and anything valuable under the land. Colonists steal anything and everything because they can, and they always do it in God's name. In my own country's case, it was sometimes just in the name of king and country. Now I am laughing, all right. The rest is always just history. Or is it? History is a tricky thing because it depends who writes the history, doesn't it? Or is it just theater? Theater. All those fine words, the declarations of independence, what we're going to do. All men are created equal. All people should be endowed with certain inalienable rights. All that bullshit. The pretense of liberty, freedom, democracy. It's all just theater, darling, theater. I wish I was actually there with you today. We need to look into each other's eyes. Why? So we can share our love and truth with one another. As we stand shoulder to shoulder and defeat the Trumps and Netanyahu's and glamours of this world and their attachment.